"It's all very fine to talk," said Mrs. Quilp, with much simplicity. "But I know that if I was to die tomorrow, Quilp could marry anybody he pleased. Now that he could, I know."
There was quite a scream of indignation at this idea. Marry whom he pleased? They would like to see him dare to think of marrying any of them. They would like to see the faintest approach to such a thing. One lady, a widow, was quite certain she should stab him if he hinted at it.
"Very well," said Mrs. Quilp, nodding her head. "As I said just now, it's very easy to talk, but I say again that I know, that I'm sure, Quilp has such a way with him when he likes, that the best-looking woman here couldn't refuse him if I was dead and she was free and he chose to make love to her. Come."
Everybody bridled up at this remark, as much as to say, "I know you mean me, let him try, that's all." And yet for some hidden reason they were all angry with the widow, and each lady whispered in her neighbour's ear that it was very plain the said widow thought herself the person referred to, and what a puss she was.
"Mother knows," said Mrs. Quilp, "that what I say is correct, for she often said so before we were married. Didn't you say so, Mother?"
This inquiry involved the respected lady in rather a delicate position, for she certainly had been an active party in making her daughter Mrs. Quilp, and besides, it was not supporting the family credit to encourage the idea that she had married a man whom nobody else would have. On the other hand, to exaggerate the captivating qualities of her son-in-law would be to weaken the cause of revolt, in which all her energies were deeply engaged. Beset by these opposing considerations, Mrs. Jinawin admitted the powers of insinuation, but denied the right to govern, and with a timely compliment to the stout lady, brought...